You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning, I'm Tom Yoder. It is the last Friday of the month and time now for KSJD's monthly Veterans Affairs program. Joining me in the studio this morning, as always, is Bert Valencia from local VFW Post 5231 and DAV Chapter 44. Hey, Bert.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I am well. Also joining us this morning is Montezuma County Service Officer Rick Torres. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, Rick, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about what your office has seen in the first 3 months of 2018, and then we're going to hear about some news from the annual State Veteran Service Officer Conference that you just came from. So let's start with the first quarter. What are the numbers that you're seeing for the beginning of 2018?
For the first quarter, I think we've had a pretty good run so far. For example, during the whole quarter so far, our clients have been granted a little over $36,000 a month in new benefits, and that would go out to about a little over $436,000 a year over the year. And back pay, they've received a little over $205,000. So we're really happy with the progress that we've made in getting our benefits granted. Last month, we had 11 claims granted by the VA. Those 11 folks combined, they're looking at a little over $7,000 a month in new benefits coming to them.
You feel like you're kind of on par with previous years as far as this stuff goes?
Yeah, so far, I think we're okay. I mean, you never know what's going to happen because the VA has control of what they decide.
And the VA is a little...
you never know what's going to happen. But we do try to...
I was gonna say out of control, but...
Right. We try to make the best possible claims that we can so that we can win our benefits for our vets. But ultimately, the VA makes that decision. But we'll see what happens at the end of the year. I'm pretty confident we'll be over in $1 million a year in new income to our veterans and their spouses.
Wow, that's really amazing. And that actually makes a big impact on our local economy,
too. Oh, you can imagine.
Yeah.
Big dent.
All right, well, let's turn now to the annual State Veteran Service Office Conference that you just came from. Was that up in Denver somewhere?
Yeah, it was in one of the suburbs of Denver. It's called Westminster. Mm-hmm. Put in a plug for Cortez. I'm so happy to be back home, believe me. It's so packed up there. Oh, yeah. Even the suburbs are packed.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, but I've got a few things if I can touch on. I'm just going to kind of go over them in bullet format. And if anyone has questions in detail, I can do that back in the office if they contact us or call me or just stop by. But one of the things they touched at the conference was that the new VA hospital, which they've been building that thing for, I think, about 3 or 4 years now, going on 5, it'll be open this August. So some parts of the hospital are open now. They're slowly transitioning different sections, but supposedly it'll be fully opened in August of this year. I don't plan on attending their grand opening.
Okay, fair enough.
Another thing that they talked about at this conference, our annual conference, was how there is an enormous shortage of doctors within the VA. But guess what? There's an enormous shortage everywhere, not only in Colorado, the VA, but the entire U.S. So... I think the important thing I took away from that as I listened to the doctor that talked was they're looking at doing incentives to try to get providers into the VA. One of the incentives they're looking at doing is, for example, paying off student loans like medical school loans and trying to entice providers to come in. But there is a nationwide shortage of primary care managers. Another thing about that is providers that are specialists get paid substantially more to practice a specialty than primary care. So a lot of doctors go to specialty care. Another thing they talked about at the conference, and I'll talk briefly about this. The VA last year, the president approved and Congress approved a new appeal program because there's, I think it's over 700,000 backlog in appeals. The position of the Colorado Department of Veteran Affairs is they're not on board with this program. I think the only national organization on board is the DAV. Every other organization is cautiously looking at this. They're not full in. Neither am I, because there's a lot of information the VA has not given as to how it's going to affect our veterans. There's three options for the appeal program, and anybody interested in that process, come see us. However, if you come see us for an appeal, we're going to try to win your claim on the first shot and not have to go into this madness of appeals.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Two more things I'd like to talk about. There was some discussion at the conference about the Grand Junction VA Health System taking over or recapturing the southwest corner counties of Colorado. As many of our vets know, I think it's Dove Creek, Montezuma, and La Plata County. And Bert was telling me that Pagosa Springs, they fall under Albuquerque. But anyway, Grand Junction is trying to pull three of our counties back up towards them. So I'm going to, you know, I'm not too excited about that. I'd like for them in Grand Junction, if those are the things that they're doing, to either have town halls, communicate with the vets down here on how that's going to affect them. And it may be a good thing. I don't know. But I'm going to write a letter to the director of the Grand Junction Hospital and see if what actions they're taking. Are these just rumors? Are they fact that they're going to try to pull us in? And that's fine. But at least get the vets down here's input, you know, on how it's going to affect them.
Would there be any advantages that you could see with Grand Junction capturing this area again and that being a service location for veterans around here?
It depends. For example, the vets from this county, their main hospital is Albuquerque, but they go to Durango. So the funding for Durango comes from Albuquerque. What advantage would it be to enroll in the Grand Junction system if the vets that are in Durango cannot... basically, it's going to be a paperwork shuffle because the vets that like Durango are still... you have the choice. You're still going to get to go to Durango. Mm. But now your main hospital is Albuquerque. So really, it's on paper. It didn't change anything. The vets that want to go to Durango now will have to go to Albuquerque if they need a major procedure unless they choice out. So, you know, yeah. The Farmington Clinic, obviously that's going to fall under Albuquerque. Unless, see, and that's what I'm saying, I don't know. Yeah. Are they going to make Durango fall under Grand Junction? If that's the case, then yeah, that's fine.
That might be
everybody
better,
stays
better
with Durango.
Yeah.
The only thing, advantage that might be to us is that we may be able to pick up another DAV van out of the Grand Junction area, which would be an advantage because that's a problem now. Everybody that rides a van is in this region, and it can't go to Grand Junction. So there's a possibility that we could, except then it becomes a burden on the DAV down here because now we have to come up with extra drivers and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. So, I guess we'll see how that plays out. Yeah. Do you know when that decision's going to be made or
no.
how that's going to play out?
No.
Just an idea at this point?
Hey, I think it's just rumors and ideas, but it came from a medical doctor that was from Grand Junction. We'll see. I mean, I don't get too excited about this stuff. Everything with the government is slow, moves really slow.
Of course.
But I think the good thing, or I think the important thing is that they need to keep the vets from this area informed, especially if it is going to affect them. And it may be a great deal. We don't know.
Yeah, long time heads up would be nice.
Yeah, just give these guys and gals an idea of what's going to happen and how it's going to impact them.
Yeah, and make sure the support is behind those decisions.
Exactly. And I will say this. I like Grand Junction VA Health System. That's where I'm enrolled, and I go to the Moab Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go in the VA wherever you want. They're not going to tell you, you know, you can't go there. But there are other factors that deals with funding. And anyway.
Okay.
I have one last thing I want to put in a plug. This May will be our five-year anniversary that we've moved to our new facility. 5 years ago, the county hired a full-time county VSO. And we've got two part-time employees, Sarah and John. So to celebrate, we're going to have a little outreach event on Friday, May 18th at the County Annex from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Anyone that's interested, please give me a call, leave me a voicemail, send me an email, or look for me on Facebook, send me a message how many people are coming, because I do plan on having some chow.
Okay, sounds good, Bert. You going to go over to that?
You bet, man. He's got sandwiches and pie on that little flyer. So.
Well, we'll see. I'm trying to see if I can get Jack and Janelle to cater it. That's
good.
A very, very veteran-friendly business.
Yeah.
The Veterans Business of the Year last year, Jack
and
Janelle's
were.
Country
Actually,
Kitchen.
Yeah, they've been helping out quite a bit. So they're just a staple of the community for us veterans. So.
All right. Anything else for you guys you want to add as we close here?
Yeah, actually, I got... we're selling tickets for a pig raffle. That tickets are available at Charlie's Barbershop or at the Outreach Center. The phone number is 970-565-4310. We're giving away two 100-pound, cut the pig in half, and there's 200-pound packages. So each ticket gets a chance for twice. $2 a piece or 6 for $10. What a deal.
Okay.
All
sounds
the bacon
good.
You want.
All right.
Yeah.
I like bacon.
Yeah, bacon. Yeah,
all right.
Bacon.
Bert, Rick, thank you guys both again for being here this morning.
Hey,
it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Appreciate it.
That is local vet Bert Valencia from VFW Post 5231. And also joining me this morning for KSJD's Monthly Veterans Affairs Program has been Montezuma County Service Officer Rick Torres.